I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 5 this morning. And Matthew chapter 5 is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, and I started that a few weeks ago. And I'm still doing that. The entire sermon was preached by Jesus primarily to his disciples, the believers, and secondly, to the crowd that had gathered. Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7 are written for believers to show us how we should live. So let's read Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Matthew 5, 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Verse 13 says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Jesus compares us to salt. We are to the world what salt is to everyday life. Salt seasons. Salt is a preservative. It creates thirst. It brings out flavor. Salt is one of the most common ingredients in food ingredients on earth. And we all need some salt in our diets because our bodies don't naturally make that salt. So, Christians are not to be bland or inconspicuous or unnoticed. We are to be the salt of the earth. The salt of our society. We are to live lives that get noticed. Not like unbelievers who get noticed for their ungodly pursuits, but like Gaius or Demetrius, who are mentioned in the book of 3 John. And in 3 John chapter 5, verse 6, we read, beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. And then in verse 12, it goes on to say, Demetrius has a good testimony from all and from the truth itself. These two men were like salt and got noticed in their church, not just for what they said, but for what they did. We are to be the salt of the earth as described in the Beatitudes and in the rest of the Sermon on the Mount. If we fail to live that, the world will trample us like flavorless salt and view us with contempt because of our lackluster dedication. In Genesis 6, verse 8, it says, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah lived an upright, salty life, and God used him for great things. Let's continue and read verses 14 and 15. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the source of light. We reflect his light. Our function is to shine for him and from him and for him, just as the moon reflects the sun's light and shines for us to see. We are to be like a city on a hill. We are to shine for him and show the world his light. No one turns on a light and then hides it. No, we turn on the lights to light up an entire house. We aren't given the light of the gospel to hoard it, but to share it with others. Many years ago, our choir sang a song that was called Send the Light. And the refrain said, send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Do all things without complaining or disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The emphasis of this verse is on the ministry of Christian character. The demonstration of a life in which Christ is seen speaks louder than the persuasiveness of words. And seeing how I didn't come up with that one, I found that one in my Bible commentary, I'm going to say it again. The demonstration of a life in which Christ is seen speaks louder than the persuasiveness of words. Don't get me wrong. We should all be ready to speak a testimony of what Jesus has done for us. But a spoken testimony without a righteous character centered on Christ isn't good enough, and it's really not worth much. We've all heard the saying, actions speak louder than words. A well-lived, Christ-centered life is the greatest witness we can give. A life of faith and stellar character stands out like a lit-up city on a hill. Such a person's testimony can be seen by anyone who looks and observes. It's powerful beyond words. It truly does speak louder than words. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1, 5 to 11. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 11. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.